Non-commercial Pacifica Radio is under new management. Last month, a group of listeners and producers won control of the five-station network. Since 1999, they'd been protesting changes at Pacifica. They accused the old management of using draconian measures to make the network's programming more palatable to corporate donors. The protesters demonstrated in the streets and filed lawsuits. In taking over, they inherit a $4 million budget deficit. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
The more than two-year-long battle for control of Pacifica was loud and personal.
Utrecht's lead has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho-ho!
That's a group of Pacifica listeners last year protesting the actions of Utrecht's lead, who was running the network's New York station, WBAI, at the time. The protesters said Lead had led a midnight coup. She fired producers, banned political shows, then changed the locks on the station door. The protesters said that was part of a pattern that began in 1999 at Berkeley, California station KPFA. Pacifica management wrested control from listeners who governed the stations through local advisory boards and ordered managers to bring the left-leaning network into the mainstream. Pacifica's management and board of directors said they were simply trying to bring financial stability to the struggling network. Protesters filed three lawsuits accusing the board of directors of violating Pacifica's charter. Each side accused the other of race baiting. Then suddenly, in January, as the lawsuits were set to go to trial, the two sides reached an agreement. A new board with a thin majority of protesters took control.
A major victory for the independent media movement. At its first face-to-face meeting, the interim Pacifica National Board votes to restore the fired and banned producers to New York Pacifica station WBAI.
That's Amy Goodman, a prominent protester and host of Pacifica's flagship show, Democracy Now!, announcing the changes on the air. The new board reinstated almost 30 fired and banned producers at WBAI and KPFA, and fired or accepted the resignations of four station managers appointed by the old regime. Members of the Pacifica board who are sympathetic to the old management say that the new management is staging a counter-coup and punishing employees loyal to the old regime. They say the battle for Pacifica hasn't been about radical politics at all. James Ferguson is a member of the board who's unhappy with the recent changes.
I don't have any problems with there being anarchists part of Pacifica, but I do have problems with those anarchists not having any understanding of how to run Pacifica for what it is. It's a business.
Pacifica's new leaders disagree. Newly appointed executive director Dan Coughlin says Pacifica is a public trust that needs to be run from the bottom up rather than top down like a corporation. Meanwhile, Coughlin says the network has gone from a budget surplus to a deficit of around $4 million. That's about 40% of its annual revenues, according to a new report by an independent auditor, Coughlin says.
The network has been looted, both in terms of the amount of bills that have been rung up with the highest priced lawyers and PR firms in the country on the one hand, coupled with a series of golden parachutes to top executives. More than a dozen top executives received golden parachutes, costing the network some $500,000.
Coughlin says he hopes listeners will give more generously during pledge drives now that the protests and legal challenges are over. Meanwhile, James Ferguson and other members of the ousted majority who still hold seats on Pacifica's board say they'll fight to regain control of the network. They say they may challenge Pacifica's broadcast licenses before the Federal Communications Commission if the new regime makes too many changes. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.